ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 28 हिरण्यकशिपु'स प्लान टू बिकम इमॉर्टल। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये प्रणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याया विजाया ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये प्रणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकाराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये फणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकाराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये प्रणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये प्रणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये प्रणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। माताजी नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये फणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विज्ञाय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः अध्याय विजय ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये फणेन्द्रिया मनो बुद्धि विकराय व्याक्तिम चुसे। नमः I offer my respectful obeisances adhyaya unto the original living creature vijaya the seed of the cosmic manifestation jnana of knowledge vijnana and a practical application Murtaye unto the deity or form. Prana of the life air. Indriya of the senses. Mana of the mind. Buddhi of the intelligence. Vikarai by transformations. Vyaktim manifestation. To say, who has obtained? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I offer my obeisances to the original personality within this universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant and who can apply his mind and realized intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is therefore the cause of all manifestations, purport. The Vedanta Sutra begins by declaring that the Absolute Person is the original source of all creation. Janmadi asyayataha. One may ask whether Lord Brahma is the Supreme Absolute Truth. No. The Supreme Absolute Person is Krishna. Brahma receives his mind, intelligence, materials, and everything else from Krishna. And then he becomes the secondary creator, the engineer of this universe. In this regard, we may note that the creation does not take place accidentally because of the explosion of a chunk. Such nonsensical theories are not accepted by Vedic students. The first created living being is Brahma, who is endowed with perfect knowledge and intelligence by the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Although Brahma is the first created being, he is not independent, for he receives help from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his heart. There is no one but Brahma at the time of creation, and therefore he receives his intelligence directly from the Lord through the heart. This has been discussed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma is described in this verse as the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, and this applies to his position in the material world. There are many, many such controllers, all of whom are created by the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This is illustrated by an incident described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the Brahma of this particular universe was invited by Krishna in Dwarka, he thought that he was the only Brahma. Therefore, when Krishna inquired from his servant which Brahma was at the door to visit, Lord Brahma was surprised. He replied that, of course, Lord Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, was waiting at the door. Later, Lord Brahma asked Krishna why he inquired which Brahma had come. He was then informed that there are millions of other Brahmas because there are millions of universes. Krishna then called all the Brahmas who immediately came to visit him. The Chaturmukh Brahma, the four-headed Brahma of this universe, thought himself a very insignificant creature in the presence of so many Brahmas with so many heads. Thus, although there is a Brahma who is the engineer of each universe, Krishna is the original source of all of them. Nama adhyaya bijaya jnana vijnana murtaye pranendriya manobudhir vikaraya vyaktim tise. I offer my obeisances to the original personality within the universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant and can apply his mind and realized intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is therefore the cause of all manifestations. Om Ajnana Tmirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Hiranyakasipu is offering obeisances to Lord Brahma. The non-devotees like to offer their respects to the demigods because they're after a benediction. This is not bhakti. Bhakti means that I give my respect and my service without hope for any gain or any benediction. It's for the service, the sake of the service. Unfortunately, in this Kali Yuga especially, there are so many Nirvaseshavadis and Mayavadis who come with a nice message. Their message is of transcendence, but it is not of bhakti yoga. It is not of the ladder, the topmost rung of the ladder of devotional service to Krishna. We're not being condescending. We're simply repeating what our spiritual master has said and revealing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, the pages of the Vaishnav scripture. We were at one program this weekend. It was a retreat in the mountains, beautiful. Mode of goodness. The city is mode of passion. The mountains is the mode of goodness. The brothels and clubs is the mode of ignorance. But the mountains is the mode of goodness. It was very peaceful, quiet, serene. We did kirtan and harmonium workshop and a little Vedic lecture on kirtan in the morning. And the people were all very nice. But one boy there said first time he had seen kirtan, he saw temple bhajan band in Riverside. And he didn't understand what is all this Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, Rama. It was very foreign to him. He was from Egypt. Nice young man. He said, but later he realized, I wish he would have told me earlier, that it didn't matter what you chanted. It was the love that was there within the room and within the group, which is partially true. But then he went on to say, you can chant French fries or Gopal or Govinda. It's all the same. You know, he said French fries are Om, and it's all the same. And we were a little taken back. Just like Prabhupada said, if you chant water, water, you won't get any benefit. You won't even get water. They can chant French fries. We made jokes the rest of the weekend that here's another tune. It's not French fries. And it's not French fries with ketchup. Or Thousand Island dressing. But it's Govinda Jai Jai or whatever was the mantra we were chanting. Later, we got the opportunity to explain kirtan. And unfortunately, many people believe this. If I chant French fries, as long as I'm in love, that's bhakti, and I will reach my desired goal. But you can chant French fries, and you'll never receive French fries. Unless Mother Leela is the cook for the day for the deities, and she delivers you French fries. I was never even chanting French fries when she delivered them. I was chanting Hare Krishna, and I got French fries. But they chant French fries, they have to go to the store and buy some French fries cooked in the same batter as meat, in the same oil as meat. So we explained to them. The next morning, we were able to give a little talk on chanting. That actually, Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. These mantras, Hare Krishna, Govinda Jai Jai, Govinda Mari Purusham, Sitaram, they're not of this material world, and they're not meant for this material world. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. They come from the spiritual world. Mantras that have been for 5,000 years and give the benediction of devotional service to Krishna, of engaging in divine activities which are meant to purify our existence. They went on, they had a discussion. Because it was a long retreat, it's 10 days actually that they're going to be discussing these things. and they invited us for the weekend. And they went on and discussed that spirituality means something, what was it, something amazing? Huh? Oh, something that's extremely powerful. That's spirituality. It says in the dictionary, our friend and the leader of the retreat. And we don't disagree. Spirituality is something that's very powerful. But real spirituality is described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're not being condescending. We're not being holier than thou. Even it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekali kalena hi ar koinya dharm, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra ekahe marm. It's not condescending. In English, that means in this Kali Yuga, there are no religious principles. There's no spirituality. Only thing, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra ekahe marm. There's the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnav scriptures. And this, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the sum and substance of everything. Ekahe marm. So this isn't condescending. It isn't, well, we've got the truth and you don't. We're the born again Krishnas. We're the, what do sometimes the Christians call us? I forget, something like that. The four square Krishnas or something, I forget. This is the Vaishnav Shastra. We're simply representing the Shastras. It was a Buddhist retreat center. And the Buddhist priest, he was very nice. He got up and spoke. And it was in between the kirtans, so we attended. Not that anyone should hear Mayavad philosophy. Srila Prabhupada, in our prayer to Prabhupada, we're bowing down every day. Nirvisesa sunyavadi paschatya desatarine. That Prabhupada came specifically not to make friends with the yogis and bogies. Prabhupada came nirvisesa sunyavadi to destroy nirvisesvadi, impersonalism, and voidism. It's in the mantra that we chant every day. Not that we disrespect. We offer respect as we try to destroy them. We give them great respect. My dear sir, you're full of beans. He told a story, this Nirvisesvadi. They're very nice. They're mode of goodness. They're transcendence. What do you call transcendentalists? But Natevidu Swargagati Hi Vishnu. They don't know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, he told a story. And I was keen on hearing his story because I wanted to get some new stories. But this story was so depressing, I can only repeat it to you who can tolerate depression. He said that once upon a time, there was a bird. And he was in the forest. And the forest had somehow caught fire, as forests generally do, certain times of year. What do they call the Santa Ana winds and the trees, everything catches fire. Everyone was burning up. So one little bird came, got a beak full of water, and tried to start putting out the fire. I thought, wow, this is really amazing story. Just like in our books. He said as he was trying to put out the fire, he kept coming and he kept going closer and closer to the fire, and he burned and died. And we all sat there waiting for, and then, and he said, that's the story. And I thought, wow, let's see, what's the moral of that story? Don't try to help anyone because you'll also get killed. or I couldn't even figure out, and he didn't try to explain the moral. We have a similar story. The ocean, the personality of the ocean had stolen, you know this story, I think. What was it? The eggs of one sparrow. And the sparrow got very upset. Give me back my eggs. The personified ocean said, no, you're not getting those. So the sparrow started to bring water. Take the water and say that I'm going to empty you. It's a little different story. Same characters, different ending. And as the sparrow was taking away the water, the ocean wasn't, it's like, what are you doing? You got like, you know, 1 milliliter of water? This is going to take you a gazillion years. You'll never get me. This is nothing. But all of a sudden, the sparrow's friend, because the sparrow was a devotee, Garuda, came and said, just like if sometimes you may be in a fight, I was a bigger brother in my life, and my little brother would get in trouble, and he'd have me come because his friends were going to beat him up or whatever, and I'd say, leave him alone. And they knew, even though I was also not that big at the time, I was bigger brother. You stay away from my little brother. He was 6 years younger, so these guys were like midgets to me, even when I was 10 years old. So similarly, when Garuda came to the ocean and said, give the sparrow back her eggs, because Garuda appreciated the determination of the sparrow that I'll empty this ocean. I'm so determined to get back my eggs. And as soon as Garuda came, because in whatever situation we are, we may be ready to get jumped or whatever the situation, Krishna is there. Our big, well, we can't say brother, but our big Lord, Krishna, we may say, no, this isn't going to happen, or make some determination, and Krishna's behind us. So Garuda approached the personification of the ocean and said, I'll get involved in this emptying the ocean if you don't give the eggs back to this fine sparrow. And immediately the ocean agreed and surrendered to the great devotee Garuda. So a little bit different understanding, a little bit different philosophy. Can you imagine if you're a new person and you hear the story about burning in the fire by trying to put out the fire? I never heard that story before, but I was reminded immediately of the sparrow and Garuda and the Vaishnav story. So we have to be very careful that we present Vaishnavism. You can chant French fries till you're blue in the face. There's no benefit. But by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and by quoting Bhagavad Gita as it is, we don't quote Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. So many versions of Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. I don't know if that's even the right English, but that's the fact. And they have so many twists and so many stories and so many ideas we appreciate. They said at the Zen Buddhist meeting that somebody asked, how do you know if you're advanced in Zen, in Buddhism? And the master, or whatever he was, the leader, said, when you become appreciative, wasn't it? Appreciative of everything, of others and everything, then you're advanced. And that's very nice. It's actually very nice. We want to appreciate. But the Vaishnav understanding, That's why it's so important for us to study Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam. Because a clear understanding is there. Ado shraditata saru sangata bhajana kriya tato narta nivritti syat tato nista tato ruchistata bhavas tato premya bhunanchiti sarakanam anum ayam. How does it go? Ayam prabhe pravet kamaha. Those last words, I'm a little... have to look it up. Adau shraditata sarus. In the beginning, adau. In the beginning, shraddha. One has to have faith. Faith means unflinching trust in something that's sublime. Adau shraditata sadhu sangha. And right in the beginning, you have a little faith, you associate with the Vaishnavas. Sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi. Lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. 1/11th of a second of association with a pure devotee, one reaches perfection, sarva siddhi hoi. All perfections. Even we may not like all the Vaishnavas, we don't come from the same hometown. Except for your president, none of you are Chicago boys. I don't know where you're from. And you have different cultural. Some people are from the south and some people are from the west coast and the east coast and other countries. They're from Mexico and Peru and Bolivia. We would never be friends had it not been for Krishna consciousness. Guaranteed. But because we're devotees, Prabhupada said, Chama, we tolerate and excuse. That's devotee. Prabhupada said, if you're on a boat, you don't like all the men who are on the boat, or you're on a plane. You definitely don't like the people on the plane. For myself, by Krishna's arrangement, there's always a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old behind my seat. It has never failed, and I fly a lot. I used to fly 2 or 3 times a month. And by Krishna's arrangement, here you're in 7C. Oh, okay. That looks like a nice seat. And there'd be 2 kids right behind us. And their pastime, kicking the seat in front of you. It never failed. I don't know how, but Krishna's arrangement. So when Prabhupada said, you may not like all the people on the boat, on the plane. I understood fully. Prabhupada said, someone may be mode of passion, someone may be mode of goodness, someone may be mode of ignorance. But you sit tight, tolerate, and excuse to reach your destination. That is called Shema. K-S-A-M-A, Shema. So similarly, Prabhupada said, in our Krishna consciousness movement, every person may not be to your liking. But you tolerate and excuse because we're reaching the destination. Someone may have to cross the ocean in a boat. We're crossing the ocean of material existence by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, Shraditata Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees, those who are more advanced, we take knowledge from them. Those who are peers, we befriend as far as possible. And those who are less advanced, so to speak, we give instruction. Ado shraditata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means I engage in practical bhajana kriya, devotional service. And when one engages in the process of shravanam, kirtanam, sweepanam, mapanam, engaging in service, ado shraditata saru sangata bhajana kriya tato anartha nivritti. The unwanted habits, smoking, drinking, all these things subside. Just like they had, I was told, one yoga retreat. And the man said at the retreat, big yoga leader, we won't mention name. And for 5 weeks, you have to give up, or 4 weeks, whatever it was, one habit, nasty habit that you have. So everyone wrote on paper, I'm quitting smoking, I'm quitting flirtation, I'm quitting drinking coffee, I'm quitting eating meat, fish, or whatever it was. He was not a Vaishnav, he's just a nice yogi. 40 people were engaged, and at the end of the 4 weeks, 35 people couldn't keep their vows. Only 5 people kept the vow because I think their vow was not to swear or not to say some particular or not to think of their old girlfriend or something. Not to talk about their old girlfriend, I think the story goes. So those people that couldn't keep the vow, the 5 people who kept the vow got together, had a meeting with the leader, and they decided that even though it was a teacher training, I think they paid $5,000 to $7,000 for yoga teacher training. Those who couldn't keep their vows didn't get their certificate. They were sent home with nothing. And those who kept vows, I won't talk about my girlfriend, my old girlfriend, or my old boyfriend, they received certificate and advanced in their teacher training. People were furious. They had spent so much money for teacher training. But the idea is, it's very difficult to keep any little vow. But by Krishna consciousness, we are keeping vows. We are making vow and keeping vow. Anartha nivritti syat. Tato nista. One's mind becomes very fixed. Ruchis. One gets a taste for chanting, dancing, for eating prasad at least. We get a taste. Ruchis tata. Tato bhava. One feels some emotion. About devotional service, some devotional emotion. Tato bhavas tato premya bhudanchiti. And ultimately we become lover of God. We're not saying we're already lovers of God and you're not lovers of God. We're saying this is the path. And it's seriously outlined. And it has direct, intense levels of understanding and of engaging for one's lifetime. So we should be very thankful that we've taken to the path of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada has given us this opportunity. Be friendly to those who are Buddhists and Mayavadis and Sunyavadis and worshipping the demigods. Gam Ganapataye Namo Nama. Everyone wants to chant to get some benediction from Ganesh. We don't mind. It's better than French fries, that's for sure. We're not big fans of chanting French fries. That we don't agree. Someone's chanting Ganapati, someone's chanting Shiva. We respect, but ultimately, the perfection is there in Vaishnav understanding and the details of Vaishnav way of life. Prabhupada said we have nothing to do with each other. We have to do with the philosophy and the way of life. And Prabhupada said, therefore, shama, tolerate and excuse. Any quick discussion, question? Yes, sir. No, just talk. It's late. The question is, how do we avoid being complacent? Which has nothing to do with what was said in class, but to avoid being complacent, we engage in service. Someone told me it was interesting when we were at this retreat. Someone saw my foot. And they said, "Oh my God, you're missing a toe." I said, "Yeah." They said, and it was a doctor. She said, "There's a friend of hers who got their big toe removed, and they're on crutches and in a wheelchair." I said, "Maybe they have more, because I used a cane for 2 days, but I immediately started to walk again." So I'm not bragging. What I'm saying is, if we're complacent, means engage. Start walking again. Start doing service again. And the complacency will go away. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.